Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for here yet? Our hearts shall not be affected by the situation, weather, and people. If you find it difficult, you can ask the Lord to save you to start with. You ask the Lord to help you. You are able to shout for joy, because it is the grace of the Lord every day. It is the Lord who keeps us as long as we live. He will give us His blessings. Shall we shout for joy? What shall we shout for joy? Let us shout for joy that we will reign with the Lord one day. It's real. The Bible said the Lord has brought us to heaven. We are seated with the Lord at Abba's right. That's the most welcomed position. Not only He will come and take us up one day, He will bring us to heaven and be with Him forever, and we will reign with the Lord. Yay! When you think of the most glorious eternity, your heart will rejoice as well. I think of the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 21. The Lord asked the disciples to untie a donkey, for He would enter into the city. It's so precious. You and I are lowly, not eye-catching, but the glorious Lord came on us. He called us and said, I need you. It's so treasurable. We can serve the Lord. It is our honor that we can serve this glorious King. I like to sing a hymn with you. It's not in God's family hymnal, but I sang this hymn a lot when I was a young believer. It's a precious song. Many times I was compelled that I wouldn't look down on myself and believe the Lord would need me. The name of the hymn is I Need You. Shall we sing the first and the fourth stanzas? For there's no English version, so we'll read the translation. Though you are lowly as a little donkey, tied outside a house, no one ever noticed. Behold, He's Jesus, the glorious King, says to you gently, I have need of you. I have need of you. I have need of you. I have need of you gladly. If you're willing to purify yourself, humble yourself before the cross, let me manage you entirely. Then I have need of you. In the midst of new heaven and new earth, reign with me. Enjoy the everlasting bliss. You will know it's gracious to serve me. Without the cross, there's no glorious crown. I have need of you. I have need of you. I have need of you gladly. If you're willing to purify yourself, humble yourself before the cross. Let me manage you entirely. Then I have need of you. I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to Him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to draw near to the Lord face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 11, verse 1 to 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of His disciples and said to them, Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, Why are you doing this? Say, The Lord has need of it and will send it back here immediately. And they went away and find a colt tied at the door outside in the street, and they untie it. And some of those standing there said to them, What are you doing? Untying the coat? And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the coat to Jesus and threw their coats on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their coats on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they have cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who follow were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. There are three important things written in this chapter. First of all, the Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a coat. It is the symbol that the Lord Jesus is the Lord of all land, but he is a humble king who entered the city gently. Secondly, the Lord Jesus cleansed the temple, in which symbolized he is the Lord of the temple and he is the God with authority. Thirdly, he cursed the fig tree, which symbolized the Lord Jesus is the coming king who would judge the world. This was the last time the Lord Jesus went to Jerusalem. The whole purpose of this trip was not for preaching and teaching people, but to surrender himself, to be judged and crucified for us. During his last trip to Jerusalem, the Lord Jesus revealed himself as the King of the Jews. He is the Messiah anointed by God and the Savior of the world. This was the final journey of the Lord Jesus in life, was written in this chapter and the following chapters. We shall treasure the Lord who was born for us and lived for us. He also died for us. How precious! The resurrected Lord who is living for us in heaven. He is in power for the church in heaven, praying and blessing you and me. The Lord is committed to us without reservation. Let us give thanks to the Lord. The verse we just read was about the preparation prior to his entry to Jerusalem. He told his disciples to prepare for him a coat. Coat was mentioned in the Bible 4 times. My heart was attracted by 2 things, and I will share with you later on. There is one thing which is worthy for our attention, is that the Lord Jesus had been to Jerusalem before. This was not the first time. Instead, this was the last time. The way he went to Jerusalem this time was very different from before. Unexpectedly, he didn't go in by foot, but sat on a coat. Obviously, this time was in high profile that there were people who went before and followed shouting loudly, "Hosanna," which meant praising. In other words, the people welcomed him into the city. Why did the Lord Jesus do that? He must have his reason. Why don't we take a look at some of the precious contents in this passage? When we read verse 1 and 2, the Lord Jesus sent 2 disciples to enter into the village to untie the coat for him, in order he could ride on the coat. Let us suppose you were one of the disciples. Would you ask the Lord the reason why to ride on a coat? For he has never ridden on it before. Or you would ask the Lord, how would you know that there is a coat waiting for you in the village? Or you may ask the Lord, is it stealing if we take a coat this way? If I was one of the disciples, my heart would think like this. Could the Lord Jesus have already bought a coat in the village and asked the disciples to bring it to him at that time? In fact, he was the real owner of the coat, so the disciples could take it as he wished. It is only my guess. How would the Lord Jesus buy a coat casually and ride on it to Jerusalem? This incident was regarded as a miracle, but there is one thing I can be sure. The real owner of this coat was the Lord indeed, just like you and me. Although we are lowly, we belong to the Lord. The Lord Jesus is our real master. Let's talk about the way the Lord entered Jerusalem. He sat on a coat into the city, which was the fulfillment of the prophecy in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9 in the Old Testament. It mentioned, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The fulfillment of this prophecy is so essential, for the king mentioned in Zechariah is the one chosen by God and is the Messiah. He is the descendant of David, and it mentioned how humble the king is, and he will save. Brothers and sisters, thus we understand why the Lord Jesus makes such an unusual move to enter Jerusalem in high profile. He accepted praise and cheers from the people, for he liked to reveal himself that he is Christ, who was anointed by God. He is the King. He is their Savior. My heart was moved, for it has shown the determination of the Lord to be crucified for us. He manifests himself that he is the Christ, he is the Messiah, and he will save. It's so precious that he will accomplish for us to the end. Not that he didn't know what would happen to him in Jerusalem. He told his disciples many times that he would be killed in Jerusalem. Therefore, the Lord knew well that the cross was waiting for him. He is determined to love us and die for us. There's a verse in the Bible that describes him setting his face like the flint when facing Jerusalem. He was very determined without looking back and would go for us to the end. Therefore, not that the Lord Jesus riding on a colt into the city was showing off, but to reveal himself as the Christ sent by God, to manifest his determination to love us. Shall we give thanks to the Lord again? In addition, verse 9 of this chapter of the Bible said, those who went before and those who follow were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us read in Psalm 118, verse 26. It said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I can say in verse 9 of this chapter was the fulfillment of Psalm 118, verse 26. The Word of God, the Bible, is very amazing indeed. In verse 22 said, the stone that the builders reject has become the cornerstone. It spoke of the Lord Jesus, and he entered Jerusalem that he would be rejected by God. The purpose of his crucifixion was to accomplish the salvation of God, the house of God and the church. Hallelujah! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He is our God and our Savior. Let us think. Although the Lord Jesus entering Jerusalem for the last time was high profile, he entered the city and rode on a colt, and it didn't mean those people would cheer loudly and be happy and joyful to welcome the Lord Jesus into the city. They even quote the verse in the Old Testament that blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hence, there were at least two prophecies in the Bible that were fulfilled when the Lord Jesus rode on a colt to the city. That's wonderful, wasn't it? But the most precious thing is that my heart was attracted by two things. It is worthwhile for our meditation. Firstly, it is the colt, which is a young donkey. It is not yet grown up as an adult. Let's take notice that the Bible says on which no one has ever sat. In my opinion, colt is innocent, but it is stiff-necked and stubborn. It's not easy for you to ride on a colt, which has never been sat on by anyone. Even if you can sit on it, it may not be willing to walk. It may take a silent protest and stand still. Then what can you do to it? Since it has never been set by anyone, it might not want to be controlled or direct. But this coat was different. The Lord sat on it easily, which meant it was so obedient and kind. It was so willing to accept the Lord as his master, so willing to listen to the Lord and be used by the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let's imagine if you were that coat. Of course, you have your own life. Yet, are you willing to accept the Lord Jesus as your master? Are you willing to let the Lord Jesus guide you throughout your life and you're willing to serve him? Of course, the Lord expressed his humility and his tenderness by sitting on the coat. If the Lord Jesus had chosen to ride on a camel into the city, people would have raised their heads higher. He could also choose to ride into the city just like some great generals and kings. It is more boastful to ride on a horse. But the Lord Jesus chose to sit on a coat in order to show his gentleness. He didn't come as a king. He came to be our savior. He didn't come to be supported. Instead, he came to be humiliated and crucified for us. I give thanks to the Lord for all these expressions of his heart towards us. The Lord Jesus is willing to be humble himself and die on the cross for us. His love is tender, yet his love is also flaming and shakes heaven and earth. The Son of God died on the cross for us. Truly, the love and the life of the Lord shake our hearts. I hope we can enjoy his passionate love and the most tender love day by day. Shall we give thanks to the Lord for his love to us? Secondly, my heart was attracted by this passage, which is, the Lord has need of it. Wow, what he said is so awesome and invincible. It's irresistible. The Lord taught the two disciples what to say. If anyone asked them why they untied the coat, then they should say, the Lord has need of it. Those people will let them untie the coat, and it turned out as spoken by the Lord. And some of those standing there said to them, what are you doing, untying the coat? And the disciples answered them, as Jesus said, and they were let go. It was wonderful, wasn't it? If you were one of the two disciples, if you didn't have faith, you really did not dare to untie that coat. There may be someone here to tie it up, and it is not right for you to untie it. But these two disciples really had faith. They answered according to the words of Jesus. They truly believed what the Lord Jesus said to them. They also said no more or less, that the Lord has need for it. And those people let them go. Hence, these two disciples experienced such a wonderful thing because they listened to the word of the Lord. Of course, being obedient to the Lord involves faith and trusting in God. Surely, faith also includes listening to the voice of the Lord. Thus, those who believe in God must be the one who listens to the words of God. I just think that if the Lord comes and tells us that he has a need for us in person, how would you respond? This is my most welcome. What an honor it is that the Lord needs me. I will have no hesitation and let him untie and sit on it. Are you willing to do the same for the Lord? Yes, what we really need is to listen to the voice of the Lord, for we have more confidence if we hear his voice. I heard the voice of the Lord many times when I was close to him. That was the Lord needed me, and that was his encouragement to me. Not only does he need me, he likes to be with me closely and wants me to be his close friend. I encourage you all to draw close to the Lord day by day. The Lord wants to tell you that he has need of you daily. He said with his life and his precious blood that we are his beloved. He wants to tell us his secret. He even dwells in our hearts and is closely united with us. His heart likes us to be the one who shares with him in everything. We can play a part in his thoughts and his plans and can be the most devoted, even though we are the coats, so young and tiny. However, if he needs us, then nothing can hinder us. Don't say that you are a new believer and have not been a long time in the Lord. Neither say that you don't know anything or you are incapable. Brothers and sisters, The most crucial thing is that the Lord has chosen you. If he needs you, it doesn't matter whether you are capable or not. All things are possible in him, as long as you're willing to surrender your life to the Lord. You know, it is a blessing if the Lord needs you when you are still young and believe in the Lord for only a short period of time. Even the prophet Jeremiah was inspired by the Holy Spirit to say that it is good for a man that he bears the yoke in his youth. Brothers and sisters, if you are a new believer or you have already believed in the Lord for a period of time, the heart of the Lord for you has not changed. The Lord needs you. Brothers and sisters, that's all for my sharing. I hope you have some time to be with the Lord alone and be with him face to face. May you hear his calling to you. He needs you and he loves you. May the Lord bless you.